Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Beasley switches it in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is. Switzerland. And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
It's ESPN 97.5 traveling today. Today we are on the east side of downtown as we will bring you the next hour of soccer talk here from Shell Energy Stadium ahead of the Dynamo tonight against the New England Revolution. We'll get into that tonight, the implications of this game. And we will have on the head coach, Ben Olsen. We're looking out on the field right now from our vantage point. Ben Olsen is out on the field like now. Some of the Dynamo support staff coaching-wise. And as everybody seems to be in a loose mood here tonight, of course, we're on the heels of the Astros getting eliminated by the Detroit Tigers. So that's a little bit of a sad one. I'm not sure that was totally unexpected. But people that know baseball better than me, like Joel and Jeremy, are the ones to talk to about that. We had a big, big day here in the Champions League, and I do want to get to that in a minute. We will bring you the starting lineups once those officially come out here tonight. We stream at ESPN975.com. I've also got tickets to El Clasico to give out here. Listen, last night, the phone lines were blowing up. Now, by the way, if you're upset about meat prices, $1 hot dogs tonight down here at the Houston Dynamo. $1 dogs if you're upset about those meat prices. So get them. And then you see a great soccer game with the Dynamo taking on the New England Revolution, who, well, I would say the Revolution are the epitome of helping you understand what the playoff system is in Major League Soccer. So here is a team that's 9-17-4. They're 14th in the East, and they're only 6 points out of a playoff spot. They're 14th out of 15 in the Eastern Conference, and they're only 6 points out of a playoff spot with three games to go. They pretty much have to win out. But it's all about participation. 18 of 29 teams makes the playoffs. So how much should you celebrate when you make the playoffs? I think a lot when you're the Houston Dynamo for a second consecutive year and you haven't been in the playoffs much in the last, I don't know, eternity? So I think it's good the Dynamo we're in. Now, the Dynamo tonight have an opportunity to go forth and try and end up in the top four, get home field advantage. Very, very important for the playoffs. I want to take you into UEFA. I want to take you into the Champions League. And I want to take you into some results. Now, bear in mind, U.S. players are performing very well in Europe the last couple of rounds. I wonder why. I wonder if Mauricio Pochettino, being the new coach of the U.S. men's national team, maybe that's spiked some motivation in people, huh? New boss in town. You're going to have to reestablish yourself because you know what? Mauricio Pochettino doesn't care what you've done before this. And that's what this U.S. national team needed. The kumbaya is over. The overly friendly atmosphere is over. And things are changing for the better. All right, so let's get into some results today in the Champions League. Shakhtar Donetsk of the Ukraine goes down 3-0 to Atalanta. There is a guy on Atalanta. If you ever get to see them play, it's an interesting team. Ademola Lookman scored one, played a part in the other two, played a part in all three goals. His goal contribution, 3 out of 3. Excellent player. If you ever get a chance to watch Atalanta of the Serie A, take it in. Over at Hugh O'Connor's Pub today on I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center, the Liverpool supporters group goes wild. 2-0 victory over Bologna. Get a great game from Mo Salah. Remember when we all thought Mo Salah was leaving Liverpool? Seems to be enjoying life there. Mo Salah, one of the goals, and Alexis McAllister. And Hugh O'Connor's Pub over there having a great time. Here's a good one. Now, bear in mind there was the Madrid derby this weekend that ended 1-1. We talked about that last night on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Okay, that derby ended 1-1. There were some problems with the fans. Well, you flip it around and you play today on a Wednesday in the Champions League, and Atletico Madrid gets smoked 4-0 by Benfica of Portugal. How about that? Four different goal scorers, and guess who's one of them? Angel Di Maria, who may be on a flight to enter Miami in the near future. Maybe not. Maybe. Di Maria gets one. Benfica, legendary. Eusebio, 4-0 victory over Atletico Madrid. The man in black today, the coach of Atletico Madrid, struggling. Here's another good one. Now, remember, Atletico Madrid played Real Madrid. Real Madrid loses today. A 14-game unbeaten streak in the Champions League is broken. Who breaks it? Lille of the French League 1. It is a 1-0 victory, a 1-0 victory for you purists out there. Guess who gets the goal? Canadian international Jonathan David. Maybe the biggest goal of his professional career. Red Bull Leipzig 2, Juventus 3. Vlahovic had a pair in that one. But good sign. Weston McKennie goes a full 90 minutes for the U.S. for Juventus. Actually, he came up with a big tackle in midfield that led to one of the goals. So Weston McKennie has had this up and down saga, drama. It's like a telenovela. It's like a whatever you want to call it. In and out of favor with different coaches at Juventus. This kid has fought. He's in the starting lineup again. And we got to see him at full speed. So Juventus 3-2 over Leipzig. And we have an Aston Villa supporters group in Houston. 1-0 victory today over Bayern Munich. How about that? Aston Villa ending up in the top four last year in the Premier League. Great season. John Duran with the goal. 1-0 over Bayern Munich. Big, big, big stuff right there for Aston Villa. Great for them. All right, first ever World Cup. By the way, we are hosting the World Cup here in 2026 for those of you who are under a rock and don't understand that. Not hearing a whole lot about it. Monterrey, Mexico just had a huge all-star game with world stars. Well, you're going to hear about it always on this show. The first ever World Cup competition. This is our World Cup 2026 moment in Houston. First ever World Cup was in Uruguay. And Uruguay won a number of those titles in the early years. So the first ever World Cup in Uruguay. All right, so tonight the Houston Dynamo. Pretty clear that the Dynamo tonight will be missing Griffin Dorsey. He's out tonight due to a suspension. You've got some changes Ben Olsen is going to have to make. I think the obvious move there is either Daniel Starris moves in at the right back position, and staying in the left back position would be Franco Escobar. Escobar could move over to the right. Brad Smith, maybe. I don't see it. I see it as Daniel Starris. He's been very reliable there. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you got to take Dynamo fans, if you catch me tonight, you might even, if you see me in the stadium, you might even get a Soccer Matters t-shirts because I got some. By the way, you get them at Lamont Brands and the hats as well. So since September 10th, Christian Pulisic has 4 goals since Mauricio Pochettino was hired on the 10th. 4 goals in 5 matches. Got one in the Milan derby on the weekend, which was huge for Milan as they beat Inter Milan. Big stuff And you're seeing U.S. players right now performing well. Ricardo Pepi had a couple of goals in the Netherlands. So a lot going on. So here's a couple of keys here tonight for the Houston Dynamo. First of all, New England Revolution broke a five-game winning streak, got a 1-0 victory against Nashville. Much more compact, tighter defensively. I would expect that again here tonight. I wouldn't change anything, I think, if you're the New England Revolution. They're a dangerous animal, even though they've lost 17 games. And it's been an absolute nightmare there. By the way, they've given up 60 goals this year. 60 goals. The Dynamo have only given up 34. They've been a disaster. 33 goals for, 60 against. And you can be a disaster and still only be 6 points out of a playoff spot. How about that? All right, so they will be a challenge. They got an elite playmaker, Carlos Hill. Excellent player. Produces the past. This guy that played at Valencia, Aston Villa, Deportivo La Coruña. And if you remember, 2019-2022, MLS Best 11. Excellent player. And he's the kind of guy in transition that can hurt you with the pass. They've also got a striker named Giacomo Vrioni. He's 25 years of age. He's a DP. And then Luca Langoni, an Argentine, 22-year-old. So they've got a little bit of unknown coming into this tonight. I do not think this is going to be an easy game because simply when you take Griffin Dorsey out of the Dynamo attack, that is one of your biggest pieces of the attack. Aliu has struggled a little bit lately. 713-780-3776. I wonder if there's one Dynamo fan driving to this game that might call in. 713-780-3776. Who knows, Brian? And by the way, keep that number handy. Caleb Porter now is walking right in front of us, going over towards the New England bench, checking his phone. Probably making an entry on Twitter right now. I don't know. You never know. Right. So Hector Herrera today was at a salon getting his, I think his hair, he's got the tips. He was getting his hair worked on. Well, I was wanting to say, Hector, tell us where you are injury-wise, because he's, I don't think, expected to play here tonight, and he's such a big part of this team. 713-780-3776. So with Griffin Dorsey out, New England does not have to worry about Dorsey on the right side of the field tonight, which has been a big part of the Dynamo attack. So we'll see what happens there. If Hector Herrera, he's not expected to play tonight. I think he's listed as questionable, but that who knows what that means, if he's even going to dress. I'm thinking it'll be Coco Carrasquilla again, and you'll need another big game out of Coco, who will play in the Hector Herrera role for the third straight game. So as I mentioned on the last show, and we're going to put a video of this up, the possession game of the Dynamo, exceptional. Don't concede goals, partially because of the possession game. You have the ball, nobody else can score. Keeping it away from an opponent. But there is definitely an issue in the final third. There is definitely an issue. In the last seven games, the Dynamo have 8 goals. I'll take 4 of those out of there against Real Salt Lake. So the Dynamo are built to win 1-goal type of games. They had 1 shot on goal in Seattle. Now they're back home here tonight. Those numbers will change. But the final third is an issue. It was an issue last year. It was the biggest question coming into this year. And they have not been able to come up with solutions. My thoughts are this. To complement a great possession game, you have to be a bit of a threat in transition. Dynamo are not dangerous in transition. In fact, a lot of times look off transition, hold things up so they can build and move up the field together. And that may be by design by Ben Olsen, that they don't want to do that because they want to remain connected, compact, and move together. Dribblers. The Dynamo rank low in Major League Soccer when it comes to taking people on off the dribble and getting a shot. Just think about that. Taking people on off the dribble and getting a shot. They rank 24th in the league at that. Now, that's an element you need. And I don't see it. And they also rank low in drawing free kicks because of that reason. They don't have dribblers. They don't have people who take people on. Again, I don't know if that's by design or not. I can't think it is. But it is a system that is meant to stay compact, move together. And I don't think it takes enough risk. And I think that's a fair point to say. And nobody really wants to talk about the final third because, you know, it's not working. I heard the Ben Olsen press conference, and Ben's coming on in the next minute or two. And, you know, he was talking about the defending side. It's been a great defending team. We know that. I think everybody has known that and has appreciated that. I don't think that's something that's missed by people. I think that's a given. I think that's consistent. And I think hey, Brian, I think we were getting some phone calls. See if we can grab them. That would be good. I think we're getting some phone calls from some Dynamo fans. 713-780-3776 if you're on the way. Give us a call, 713-780-3776. If you're on the way, I don't know if Brian's able to hear me or not, so maybe this is an issue of communication here. Bottom third at goal-creating activities in MLS. This is a problem. And if you don't win games 1-0 or keep games close, it's a challenge. Dynamo from long range, I think sometimes we say they don't shoot enough. I think they've scored 5 goals this year from outside the penalty area. I think one of those was Hector. And 1 off a set piece. But they don't get enough set pieces and free kicks around the 18. So there are things that, for those who watch the game, can identify. No question. And if the Dynamo were going to make a run in the playoffs, I think it's pretty hard to go through trying to win games 1-0 all the time. This is going to be a challenge tonight. New England feels like they have some life. It's a must-win game for them. So it'll be interesting. All right. Let's see. I think we'll take a break here. What do you think, Brian? Shoot the break here. Remember, the Dynamo New England have all that MLS Cup history in 2006 and 7. The Dynamo winning both of those games. That seems like ancient times now. 2006 and 7, way back to Robertson Stadium. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Couple of things before we go to break here. Hugh O'Connor's Pub, great place to watch the game. If you want to get my local call tonight, you can. And we'll put something out. You can click on the local call on Apple TV and get my call if you want it. And I do want to remind you, Hugh O'Connor's Pub is a great place to watch, whether it's the Premier League, the UEFA Champions League, I-10 Marquee Entertainment Center out there, Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture, the best in modern contemporary furniture, danishinspirations.com. This is Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Caller number 4 right now, you get a pair of tickets to El Clasico. Chivas against Club America, caller number 4. Chivas, Club America, a pair of tickets right now at 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters here from Shell Energy Stadium tonight. The Houston Dynamo taking on the New England Revolution. Don't put anything past New England. They're only 6 points out of a playoff spot. It is one of only 13 matches here tonight, and it is Shell Energy Stadium, Houston, Texas. We welcome in
With that, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo, Ben Olsen. Ben, thank you for taking the time here prior to this match here tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, let's get right into it. Obviously, New England, despite having a poor record, is only 6 points out of a playoff spot. A dangerous animal tonight, right?
Yeah, it's first of all, it's the MLS, so it just doesn't work that way. I don't care if you're last place or first place. It's always a very, very close matchup. It's how the league's built. And you add on that they're a very hungry team, and in some ways, they're a desperate team. So it'll be a real challenge tonight. We understand that. We've spoken about that and what our mentality has to be. We're coming off of a loss in Seattle, so that should kick us in the ass a little bit to get us a little bit more dire in how we try to move up the table now that we're in the playoffs. We'd love to get some home field cooking into the playoffs. It helped us last year, and we understand how critical that can be. When you have you're playing really good teams that are ready to roll in the playoffs. So that's the goal for us. We have to be desperate. We have to be excited about this opportunity, and to win, should be a pretty good crowd, and to send these fans home happy is something we always enjoy.
Dynamo manager Ben Olsen here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Ben, obviously without Hector Herrera, that's always an issue. Coco Carrasquillo will get his third consecutive game kind of in Hector's spot. Are you seeing him accelerate game by game, getting back in his natural role?
Yeah, every game he plays in there, the relationship with Artur seems to grow. It's still different. Again, it's not like at some point Coco's going to just be at the level where that relationship in there is going to be similar to what, Artur and Hector have. But it's just a different one. And he has some different attributes, and he goes about the game in a different way. He's able to drive out of there more. Hector at times is more passes out of trouble, where Coco can kind of more ride challenges and do it in a more improv way. So he's been great. We've been pleased with his performance in there, and that certainly hasn't been any issues with him popping in there. It's just at times we lose Coco more in the offensive end, right? So as we bring him down, it's good, but then you're looking more in the attack and say, yeah, we're missing Coco up top. So Coco's that versatility is wonderful to have from a player if you have guys that can replace him in the spot he vacates. And at times it's been Kowalczyk or Latif. And so it's kind of a revolving door of guys that can help us there.
Ben Olsen joining us here, and we appreciate this. Ahead of the Dynamo New England Revolution, Dynamo 6 in the West, 13-9-9. Have only given up 34 goals. Exceptional defending team, 8 clean sheets this year. You're in a lot of one-goal games, Ben, and my gut tells me you don't mind being in one-goal games as long as you got the one goal.
Oh, I love – well, first of all, 1-0 wins ends up – I got a lot of love for those. I know a lot of people rather it be 4, and guess, I guess I would too, but it would save my heart a little bit, but the defensive record that we have over the last 2 years is pretty damn impressive. And I don't think this group gets enough credit for it. These players don't get enough credit for it. And you constantly hear, oh, they're not scoring goals. And yes, that's part of it, obviously. And to win games and to really be at our best, we got to be efficient, and we got to get better in the offensive final third. But the shots are there, the opportunities are there, the possession's there, and the defending's there. So that's one last piece of the puzzle that we continue to work on and understand we got to get better. But it's nice to know that you can win 1-0 games or limit teams to one goal. And that's been a real theme of this team over the last 2 years. And I think it's a big part of why we've been successful.
Ben, the system you have, I mean, I very rarely see you guys not in control of games. I mean, more often than not, you control games with your great possession game and everything. Is the system designed in a way to maybe absorb the absence of a Hector Herrera like tonight?
I don't think we're going to, you know, because if you're asking, are we changing the way we play because Hector's out? That won't be the case. I think we're strong enough in our depth and strong enough in our game model that we don't, you know, we wouldn't really do that unless there was some real adversity through injuries and we just didn't have any other options to shift kind of any big tactical shifts. Of course, when profiles leave or Griffin suspended tonight these profiles out, do change how we go about the games, but they're more nuanced, tactical, little detailed tactical things rather than big shifts on how we're going to go about the game. In particular, at home, I will say, you know, when a Griffin's out and someone comes in for him, Franco Escobar tonight, you know, we do think about the relationships around Franco and how we can kind of complement him. Is something that we really spend a lot of time and energy on. We're looking forward to tonight and we're going to try to be ourselves. We're going to try to go after the game. We're going to try to have the ball. We're going to try to keep them pinned in and create a lot of chances. And hopefully on the day we can make our own luck, be more cutthroat in the final third, whether it's the final action, whether it's the finish itself. More dangerous runs, more actions, more numbers in the box, more sustained pressures. You know, that all leads to more chances and hopefully more goals.
Ben, tonight, your expectation with how New England plays this game? I know you're going to try to pin them in. Do you get concerned about them in transition?
Every team in this league, we are concerned with transition moments. We spend a great deal of time on it, as everybody does at this point. You know, it's you know, how we repress. Are we fouling? You know, at the right moments to stop transitions. Are we actively defending? Are we finding Gil? Are we finding Veroni? Are we making sure these guys are accountable? Are accounted for as we're attacking. We're not enjoying watching some of our attackers. If you're Eric Svechenko or you're Mika, you're finding their guys and limiting their time and space if the ball does pop out. Twofold. Obviously, you don't want to get caught in transition, but we also want sustained pressure and we want sustained actions in the final third. And I think overall we've done a pretty good job of that, but the nature of the way we play is you are exposed at times, and it puts a lot of stress on our defenders, our holding midfielders, and it's about concentration, making sure you're dialed in as the attack is flowing. Do you have a what if mentality? What if this ball turns over? Am I in the right spot to put out this fire?
Dynamo, again, 8 clean sheets, have only allowed 34 goals in Major League Soccer play. I don't want to be redundant, but let's go back to the final third. And is it simply about execution? Are you happy with the chances you're creating, or do you want to see more? Do you want
Seattle? No. Seattle was, you know, we could have played another hour and not scored a goal in that game. It was partly because Seattle was so damn good defensively. I mean, that was as good a defensive performance as we've seen all year. Their experience, they were physical, they were athletic. So part of it was they were that good. We were a little toothless on the day, and we just didn't, we weren't dynamic, enough to create more chances. We weren't brave on the ball. We didn't make the right decisions at times. We still defended well. We worked hard. It wasn't a terrible game. It wasn't a poor game necessarily to keep them at one goal there. But it was just not a little bit toothless from us. But when we talk about the final third, I know everybody's harping on, you know, our offensive record and, as I said, yeah, it's execution. It's final ball. It's numbers in the box. It's commitment at the back stick and making sure you're adding, putting yourself in a spot. It's not making the same runs where a 9 and a 10 are making the same run, filling a different lane. It's someone making the near post action and being selfless and taking defenders away so others behind you can have more opportunities. It's sustained possessions. It's finishing the ball where you have a good chance. It's putting it in the net. It's not one thing, Glenn. Everybody wants this magic bullet. Oh, they have to do this. Like, no, there's all different ways to score goals. It's making the extra pass. It's don't come strong side. It's switch the point of attack so we can get a higher percentage though. And if that's not on, switch it again because it's not on. And so really kind of going through and trying to fine tune all these little areas because scoring goals is hard, and scoring goals at home is hard because teams sit back, and it's also hard to break down low pressure teams. So I know everybody wants to see 5 goals, but when some of these teams are, you know, they got 10 guys behind the ball, it's difficult. And you have to really, really have the details right to score goals.
Ben, thank you for your time before the game. Best of luck against New England tonight. And we really appreciate you coming on this close to game time.
All right. Thanks, Glenn.
All right. That's Ben Olsen, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo. We'll take a break here from Shell Energy Stadium. Cactus Music, get down there for the best in vinyl and CDs. Also, Hugh O'Connor's Pub, that's where you're going to watch the Premier League and Liverpool this weekend. We'll take a break. We come back. More from Shell Energy Stadium.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. To Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, don't forget Little Patagonia Empanadas and Cafe. We have it on Westheimer. It's also in Austin, Texas, in Q2 Stadium. The best in empanadas, my good friend Sebastian Abraham. You can also get the Chorty Pond sandwich there. In fact, it's right by our studio. It is Little Patagonia Empanadas and Cafe, the best empanadas. Painted black by the Rolling Stones as we welcome you back to Shell Energy Stadium. One of 13 matches here tonight. The Houston Dynamo getting set to take on the New England Revolution. Dynamo come in at 13-9-9, sixth place, 48 points. They will be keeping an eye tonight on the Colorado Rapids and Real Salt Lake results. They are also in action. Dynamo looking to try and get in the top four and get home field. New England Revolution, 9-17-4, as we mentioned in the first segment, 14th in the East, believe it or not, 6 points out of a playoff spot. When you're 14 out of 15 and you've lost 17 games, that is playoffs at MLS. And that's why in the beginning of the year, nobody gets too upset or worried about anything. You don't have to be. Because it is a big safety net as 18 out of 29 teams make the playoffs. That said, this is a good time of year in MLS. So Ben Olsen and the Houston Dynamo, hope you enjoyed that interview with Ben Olsen. We just, I lost my phone here at Shell Energy State. I hate to admit this, but I did. And we found it, and I'm afraid to tell you where it was found, but it was found, and my phone is back. We will take calls at 713-780-3776. All right, missing tonight on the Dynamo bench, you do not see one Hector Herrera. You do see Ezequiel Ponce. Dynamo started like this tonight. Steve Clark in goal. Franco Escobar, Daniel Starris, Eric Sviatchenko, and Mikhail will make their way in. So I'm thinking, like we have seen earlier in the year, Starris will be a straight swap for Griffin Dorsey, who's suspended. And I would say simply because instead of making two changes, you just make one at the back. Although Escobar would probably be a better option attacking. Good news is, though, Daniel Starris, who I ran into in a supermarket recently, and I won't mention the supermarket, but Daniel Starris has been excellent playing as an outside back, formerly a center back, really. And he's dangerous on free kicks and set pieces, corners and stuff. The midfield, that will be Coco and Artur. Deeper lying, you've got Amin Bassi, You have Sebastian Kowalczyk, Latif Blessing, and Aliyu Ibrahim. So interesting to see how this is going to set up, if this is the false nine or if Aliyu is going to play really as a number nine. That may be the way it goes, but, you know, if you're Sebastian Ferreira, yeah, you got to be upset you're not in the starting lineup. I mean, if you're not, I don't get it. Junior Moreno, by the way, has made the bench here tonight for the Houston Dynamo, the new signing. So Junior Moreno, knowing Ben Olsen and his knowledge of him when he had him as a player, Junior Moreno, you know, I wouldn't be surprised actually if he gets a game here tonight. Dynamo coming off a 1-0 loss at Seattle. He only had one shot on goal. That was in the second minute. They are 21 out of 29 in the league in goals scored. New England Revolution got a 1-0 win against Nashville. They broke a five-game losing streak. If you remember, Bruce Arena was relieved of his duties. Caleb Porter is now the manager of the New England Revolution. So there you go. They will start with Aljaž Ivačić in goal. They will start with Dave Romney and Xavier Arriaga, an Ecuadorian. And those two will be the two center backs. Romney, the left center back. It'll be Brandon Bye and Peyton Miller. Now, Peyton Miller is a 16-year-old who will start at left back here tonight for the New England Revolution. Matt Polster, Al-Hassan Youssef will be the two holding midfielders. They will allow others to attack, including Carlos Hill, the playmaker. Bajaroktovic will be one of the attackers. So Veroni won't get the start. Luca Langoni will also get a start. And how about this? Bobby Wood. Last time I saw him, he was on Real Salt Lake. So Bobby Wood, the 31-year-old who's played 45 times for the U.S. with 13 goals, will get the start, and Vrioni will not. So there you have that. Maybe a little bit of rotation there, thinking ahead, but this is a must-win game for the New England Revolution. Dynamo have clinched the playoff spot for the second straight year. Last seven games, they've scored eight goals. A little deceptive because they got four of them in one game against a very poor Real Salt Lake. But, by the way, Dynamo put four goals on them that night, and they were four good goals. And you play what's in front of you. It was one of the most unmotivated RSLs I've ever seen. So they miss Hector Herrera tonight. They miss Griffin Dorsey. And all eyes are going to be on chance creation and scoring goals here tonight against New England. And I would expect New England maybe to sit a little bit deeper. All right, Mauricio Pochettino and the U.S. men's national team, he's picked his first roster. Apparently he's not talked to anybody but maybe one player, Anthony Robinson, who, by the way, is being looked at by a couple of big teams, including Liverpool. Ethan Horvath, Patrick Schulte, Zach Steffen gets called back in, and Matt Turner at Crystal Palace. So looks like Turner's the incumbent there right now. Defenders, Marlon Fossey from Standard Liège, who just got capped by the U.S. Christopher Lund, who has played with Palermo right now. He's a Dane. Mark McKenzie, Tim Ream, Anthony Robinson, Miles Robinson, Joe Scally, and Austin Trusty. I would say the U.S. has got real question marks around the center back position, especially with Tim Ream getting older. Midfield, Brendan Aaronson, Leeds United, former Philadelphia Union. Gianluca Busio getting called back again, first time in a while. Venezia in Italy helped them gain promotion. Johnny Cardoso made a move to Real Betis in Spain. Weston McKennie at Juventus had a good game today in their victory in the Champions League. Aiden Morris, talented kid. Remember when Lucas Zelarayan left Columbus Crew and everybody was like, oh, what are they going to do? They acquired a good homegrown as a holding midfielder, Aiden Morris. Excellent. He's at Middlesbrough now. Yunus Musa, Milan, along with Christian Pulisic, and Malik Tillman, PSV Eindhoven. Valerian Balogun, right now, has scored a couple of goals recently for Monaco. Ricardo Pepi has scored some goals recently for PSV Eindhoven. Christian Pulisic has scored goals for Milan recently, including in the Milan Derby. He's got 31 national team goals in 73 games. Do you notice something here? Josh Sargent had a couple of assists, Norwich City. Noticing anything? These guys are all playing well now. That's because there's, I mean, I'm not saying this is the sole reason, but you might want to factor in the fact that they know there's a new manager watching them, a new national team manager. And that's the beauty of having someone of the stature of Mauricio Pochettino taking over the U.S. And he spoke today. We do have the soundbite. Brian, can we run that soundbite from Mauricio Pochettino today?
We are going to try to plan to play using two systems, 1-4-2-3-1 and 1-4-3-3, and from there to develop, you know, our way to play and see if how we can adapt and how we can create the partnership in between them, you know, to find the best way to create a very good way to play, very exciting going forward, being protagonists. That is in the way that we want to perform. It's in the way that we want to play. I think soccer need to be an exciting game for the USA citizen.
How about that? Soccer has to be exciting for the USA citizen. That's Pochettino. I mentioned two systems. We're going to try to play out of two systems. A 1-4-2-3-1 and a 1-4-3-3. So essentially the first system would have probably a double pivot, two holding midfielders, and then four attackers in front of them. And then, of course, you're getting your outside backs in. And then a 1-4-3-3. Two wide guys probably, maybe a diamond out of that three. You got to love it. I mean, he's saying you got to play attractive soccer. We're in the romance period. There's no question. Next Saturday, not this Saturday, a week from Saturday, October 12th, they play Panama at Q2 Stadium in Austin, Texas. I think I'm going to be there for that. I want to be able to say I was at Pochettino's debut. And also Panama will have Coco Carrasquilla. There's a Houston Dynamo part to that. Then they go to Guadalajara October 15th, and they will play in the Estadio Akron. And it'll be the U.S. against Mexico for the first time. First time for a friendly for the U.S. and Mexico since 2012. Mexico's got its problems, too, and I wish I had a little more time. We would have got into their roster. We'll get into them maybe next week. But they have their new coaching staff, too. Javier Aguirre, Bosco Aguirre, and Rafa Marquez. Rafa Marquez Cologne, I remember. When I went to Mexico City, my ex-wife was from Mexico City. And I remember going in a drugstore and I joked around and put like 15 bottles of it in my bag and went to the cash register as a joke. No, I did not buy it, and no, I never wore it. You too can smell like Rafa. So that's good. Pochettino, October 12th, Panama, Austin, Texas, Q2 Stadium. By the way, inside Q2 Stadium, you have the best empanadas. Little Patagonia Empanadas and Cafe there. They also sell the choripan sandwich there. I've heard from a lot of Austin FC fans who have tried these empanadas. They love them. They're light. They're not heavy on batter. They have a lot on the, there's a lot in the guts of those empanadas. All right, Justin Finger is going to give us a list of some of the games here tonight. Focus in on a couple of the key ones for the Dynamo, Justin.
So like you had said earlier, the Colorado-LA Galaxy match is probably one of the ones to watch the most. With a win tonight, and if Colorado loses, the Dynamo will jump into fourth place in the West.
Big incentive.
It is. And then also keep an eye out on RSL versus Minnesota tonight. If RSL loses, Dynamo win, it will be 1 point behind RSL in third place. With two matches remaining for the Dynamo, so one of them being a home game. So there's that one. We do have some live scores if you want me to go through them right now.
Do it.
We got Atlanta United, Montreal. It's 0-0 right now in the 8th minute. Charlotte is up 1-0 over Chicago in the 10th minute. NYCFC Cincinnati playing or is 0-0 right now in the 11th. Orlando, Philadelphia 0-0, and Toronto and New York Red Bulls are also 0-0. We have a good matchup tonight with Inter Miami and Columbus. In Columbus, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah,
Inter Miami wants that one. They're in the pole position for the Supporters Shield, and of course the Columbus Crew. You got to say, maybe the best body of work in the last couple of years, I think, hands down. Mm-hmm. It was a shame they lost in the Campeones Cup final to Club America. By the way, Club America and Chivas are coming here October 13th. Club America Chivas, right here in Houston, Texas. And that'll be at Energy Park. There's over 50,000 sold for that already. There may be more than that now. I'm going to give at the end of this show a pair of those away. At 713-780-3776. So be ready. Be ready. Okay, Justin, what else you got?
I got three more. LAFC, St. Louis City, Portland, Austin FC. That's 9:30. San Jose and FC Dallas.
You made your debut just now on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Did you ever call in back in the day when I didn't know you?
I think I had called in once or twice.
Okay.
Well,
then maybe it's not your debut. It's your third cap. But your debut actually here. So Justin's here with me. We're going to switch over to Apple TV and call the Dynamo game tonight against New England. We're anticipating it.
The instructions for that, guys. I will try to also get it out on the Soccer Matters Twitter right after this. If you go to the lower right-hand side of the screen, there'll be an alternative audio option button. Click on that button. You should have an option that says local radio call. It'll be Dynamo because it is the home match or home team.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So if you want to hear my call,
yep.
Fine. If you don't want to hear my call, you listen to the other guys. That's fine too. I think tuning into the game is the most important thing. We don't get a lot of numbers from Apple, which that might tell you something, because you do get a lot of numbers when Caitlin Clark plays. Over 2 million people watching her game at times. So yeah. I wish she was here tonight to kick the ball off. We'd have a full house. It's a tough night for soccer here, and Dynamo are still trying to improve their relevancy here in Houston. Just seems kind of the same old story. It's a shame because it's a team that's in the playoffs again. But the big question tonight, and I'm going to put it out here again, it's a very fair question. Can this team get better in attack? Can they score more goals? Or are they going to try to run through the playoffs winning games 1-0? That's not an easy thing to do. Now, to be fair to them, they're in every game. They are in every game, but they are also playing fairly cautious football, to be honest with you. It's a very narrow system. There's not a lot of transition. They don't want to break in transition a lot, which I think if they could find a transition game, it would complement the possession game well. And I'm not saying go crazy with the... But if you could be a threat more vertically when teams are overcommitted and you're half of the field and you win the ball, it's a great option and a great threat to have. Hopefully it could happen tonight. Also, love to see more guys taking people on off the dribble. But that also comes with transition play, and that's the reason why the Dynamo, believe it or not, this year have only 8 shots off of free kicks. It means you're not earning enough free kicks. 43 goals for, 34 against, 5-3-7 at home. So out of 15 games at home, the Dynamo have won 5. They've only lost 3, but they've drawn 7. And boy, they would love to have 6 more points out of those 7 they've drawn, because they would be 1 or 2 in the Western Conference. So would be a nice thing. So we're coming up here in, I don't know, about 40 minutes will kick. Right now, coming out of the tunnel here at Shell Energy Stadium, is the Houston Dynamo, and they make their way out. Hey, LamontBrands.com, get your Soccer Matters t-shirts and hats. We got a nice visit tonight from Herman, who's in studio here with me tonight. Herman, real quick, put the headset on. Give me a take on what's most important for you to see tonight here for the Houston Dynamo against New England.
You touched on it, Glenn. Improve the Western Conference standing position by the end of the night. Yeah. Get 3 points.
Go to fourth place. We look at those other results.
That's it.
All right. I just got the warning. We got 30 seconds, Herman. Thank you for coming up to the booth here tonight, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That's Herman. Great guy. Came into the booth here. He's a bigger hero than you know right now. He's a good man. All right, that's going to wrap it up here from Shell Energy Stadium. I'm Glenn Davis. LamontBrands.com for your T-shirts and hats. 501c Charity Snowdrop Foundation. Big thank you to Brian McDonald back in studio. And as always out here at Stadium, the ever-present, he is like Alice Cooper when it comes to legends. In the way he handles getting me on and off the air, the one and only David Obert. Go over to Apple, catch the Dynamo New England Revolution.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.